Supporting basic research and development is what the government does with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. A good test case to see how direct funding by the government can spur innovation that will, in turn, inspire entrepreneurial business. President Eisenhower set up the agency to invest in new military technologies. Over the decades, it's created groundbreaking inventions, many of which have been adapted for civilian use. Computer networking, GPS, also Siri. Jennifer Strong reports.
At a conference in Washington, D.C., economists, professors, and policymakers are discussing a hot topic, the role of government in research and innovation. The keynote speaker is economist Mariana Mazzucato. She's the author of the best-selling book, The Entrepreneurial State. She believes public money is critical. She says venture capitalists, or VC, have lower risk tolerance and shorter attention spans.
VC today is not putting money into the hard stuff. VC is becoming increasingly short-termist. It wants its returns in 3 years. That's maybe fine for some gadgets, but innovation in clean technology and nanotechnology and biotechnology requires 15 to 20 years.
Defense Research Agency DARPA funds these kinds of difficult and risky projects. To call a project risky means that many will fail for each one that succeeds. Dr. Arthi Prabhakar is DARPA's director.
DARPA was created to have the ability to reach for enormous impact. We're completely willing to take risk when we see the potential for a big impact. And so we actively seek out researchers, sometimes in universities, sometimes in companies, other labs.
To be clear here, creating entrepreneurs has nothing to do with DARPA's mission. The innovations they fund go far beyond military use, but turning a discovery into a consumer product that creates jobs, well, that's up to the scientist and private capital. Arthi Prabhakar.
A lot of the early pieces of the information revolution, material science even before that, work in electronics. Most iconically, of course, was this little project from the late 60s that was the ARPANET, which became the Internet. Those are great examples of technologies that have transformed national security but have also changed how we live and work.
Mariana Mazzucato says Google's algorithm was created with government research dollars, and she says it was DARPA that created much of what makes an iPhone an iPhone.
You can surf the web with the Internet. You can know where you are through GPS. You can use it in a very user-friendly way with touchscreen display. You can even talk into it with a Siri. Well, all of those four technologies were funded by government.
But Philip Carter says the government's role in technology products is overstated. He's a senior fellow at the defense think tank, CNAS.
I think the case study of Siri puts the cart before the horse. It's true that Siri is a component of the iPhone. It's not necessarily true that the private sector wouldn't have developed Siri or something better for the iPhone without DARPA funding.
Carter also thinks DARPA is not as important as it once was to public research outside of the military.
In the big picture, DARPA is a small player in the world of business and the world of innovation. DARPA provides some seed capital, but it's really dwarfed by what the private sector provides.
But that public seed capital is necessary, says MIT professor Yoel Fink. He developed a new generation of optical fibers with DARPA funding. Today, those fibers are the basis of a company that produces one of the world's most precise surgical scalpels. Fink says DARPA funds proved those fibers were possible.
But in order to get it out into the marketplace, one needed a much larger amount of capital. But since the idea or the technology was de-risked from a standpoint of is it possible at all, then the private sector was prepared to step in and to fund it.
Fink directs MIT's research lab of electronics called the RLE. It covers things like atomic physics and nanoscale science. DARPA money has gone to a variety of projects here, including work with ultra-cold atoms, which won a Nobel Prize. Fink says DARPA allows for a more open scientific process, which he says is important in high-risk research. Most funding partners require benchmarks for reaching goals.
The process of scientific research is a process of discovery. And so if you take, for example, Columbus, he had a very specific mission, and the mission was find a shortcut to India. Now, had the king of Spain at the time held him accountable to achieving his goal, he basically would have stopped funding because, hey, he didn't find the shortcut to India.
DARPA's annual budget hovers around $3 billion. Most of that goes to funding research projects. Japan is in the process of starting its own version of DARPA in an effort to spur research and innovation there. In Washington, I'm Jennifer Strong for America Abroad.
You're listening to How Governments Can Help or Harm Entrepreneurs on America Abroad. Coming up, why Singapore's government is the best in the world when it comes to supporting innovative business. Let us know your thoughts about the program. You can tweet us at America_Abroad.